In October, Dunoon Grammar was crowned the world's best school for community collaboration by T4 Education. Amongst those congratulating the school were Academy Award-winning actress Dame Emma Thompson and her husband, producer and fellow actor Greg Wise. But that's not all. In June, the school won the Gaelic Education Award at the Scottish Education Awards, and previous years have seen them take the global stage at COP26 in Glasgow and become Scotland's first ever digital schoolhouse. One of several business and computing-related accolades for the school, which include winning the Apps for Good UK School of the Year, becoming the first school in Scotland to receive the JA Europe Entrepreneurial Award, and the first Scottish school to showcase at World Education Week. So here to talk about the secret of their success is David Mitchell, head teacher, and Paul Gallagher, principal teacher. So I'm joined by David and Paul. So David, you've got a long, illustrious history with Dunoon Grammar. Tell us how you came to be head teacher and what your connections with the school are.
Thanks, Pippa. Yep. I am a former pupil of Dunoon Grammar School. I left in 1993. I was head boy at Dunoon Grammar School, and my own father was an assistant head teacher at the school as well. So massive connections to Dunoon. Grew up in the area, love it to bits. It's really in my blood, and it's always been a dream of mine to go back to Dunoon Grammar School. As soon as I entered into education, to go back to Dunoon Grammar School as the head teacher. So when I graduated, I worked in Oban, so it kept Argyle in the blood. Worked there for 15 years, and then I moved from my first headship down to Castle Douglas in Dumfries and Galloway, which is a very similar area to Argyle and Bute. But when the post came up in Dunoon Grammar School 3 years into my headship, I just couldn't help myself but apply. It is the job that I wanted. It's my dream job. I love the school. I love the area. I love the staff. And I just love the young people in our school. It is a very, very special place to be. I got a lot out of it as a youngster. And I just want all the young people that go through our school and our community to get the same experience as I got. So absolutely love working there. It's a very, very special place.
So not many people can say they've got the dream job, but how wonderful that is. And I can testify to it's a lovely feel when you come into the school and how you and the rest of the team relate to all the young people. So great. And you're in Campbelltown today. So maybe just touch on you're adding to an already challenging job.
So, yes, I was asked around April time, well, just before April, about taking on the acting kind of joint head teacher of Campbelltown Grammar School and Dunoon Grammar School. So I spend half my week in Dunoon and half my week in Campbelltown. I'm really enjoying the challenge here at Campbelltown Grammar School. Again, there is so much potential in this school that I hope when the new person is in post, they'll be able to take on the improvement journey that we've started here in the school. But Campbelltown itself is also a lovely area, as Paul will testify, actually, as he comes here quite a lot. But it is a lovely area. The young people in the school, again, are so enthusiastic and just want the best for their school. So a great challenge, but a really enjoyable challenge.
Oh, fab. So, Paul, I didn't manage to get the background on you before we recorded. I knew a bit about David. How did you come to be in Dunoon Grammar?
Hi, Pippa. So I've been in Dunoon Grammar for the last 15, 16 years. Absolutely love it here. It's now my home. Originally from Glasgow. I had a career in marketing before becoming a teacher. Used to work for the Herald, Sunday Herald and Evening Times newspapers as marketing exec. But then became a teacher. I've worked in Western Barton and in East Strain. And then my wife's from Campbelltown, as David alluded to. And I love Argyle and Bute. So enjoyed the weekends away. And when opportunity came up, I worked with a colleague in Williamwood in East Strain, whose mum was a principal teacher of business computing in Dunoon Grammar. And she gave me the heads up that her mum was retiring. So applied and fortunately got that job around 15 years ago. And absolutely love the place. As David mentioned, the young people here are special. It's an absolute pleasure to not only inform, but many instances transform them and set them up for a positive life beyond school walls. And my own son has started, he's an S1, and my daughter will be up in a couple of years too, and it'll be no better place for them.
Oh, fantastic. And what made you change career and go from marketing to teaching, Paul? Because that's quite a shift.
Yeah, I had an experience. It was I stood in for a friend at an industrial awareness day at St. Ninian's in Giffnock just last minute. And I've got to say, it was a fantastic day. And I just thought to myself, you know what, I progressed really quickly with my marketing career, and the job that I had, I couldn't have had a better job in marketing than working for a newspaper. It was exciting. It was a Scottish Media Group at the time, so it was a television, it was a Virgin Radio, it was Perry Lundin Cinema. So it was an exciting area to be working in, but there's still something missing. I found out what was missing when I spent that day in St. Ninian's working with the young people, and the actual, there's no better way. Even when you think you're having a bad day, if you just take a step back and you realise who you're working with and why you're doing it, then there is no better way to spend your day.
Oh, what a great advert for teachings. That's fantastic. And maybe stay with you, Paul, because I know, you know, we're doing this podcast with you both now because of Dunoon Grammar's fantastic success of being crowned World's Best School for Community Collaboration. And Paul, I know you've been sort of instrumental in submitting the school for that award and then being the success and prize winners they are now. So tell us a little bit about that. And I'm guessing it's your drive for that, you've probably alluded to a little bit, is sort of about giving the skills to young people for what they're going to do once they leave school.
Yeah, absolutely. So the vision statement is to be at the heart of the community and working together to achieve excellence. And that they're not just empty words or just rhetoric. That is something that really is a raison d'etre. It's what drives us on a day-to-day basis. And David supports fully that and has opened up many opportunities as a head teacher. He's fantastic support to all the staff here and all the young people, and really pushes that community collaboration. So the journey towards that was that we were fortunate enough to become the first Scottish school to win the GIA European Enterprise Award. We're put forward by that by our great friends in Scotland's Enterprising Schools, who were impressed with the range of experiences we were giving our young people to develop their skills for learning, life and work, and our involvement of the community. So that was a fantastic honour. That was in 2019. And in the back of that, we were then invited to present with Scotland's Enterprising Schools at the first ever World Education Week, which was organised by an organisation called T4. So again, we became the first Scottish school to present at that, the inaugural World Education Week. And typically, we did it in our own style. Most schools around the world were doing it talking heads, and it was the staff that were delivering those sessions, but we fully involved our young people. So we adopted a great showman theme, and it was an opportunity to not only celebrate our success, but showcase the talents of our young people. So we had a variety of different characters. So David was a high wire hidey. So he was dressed like a early 19th century high wire trapeze artist, and we had clowns, and we had magicians, and we had all sorts of traditional type circus acts, some of the Great Showman movie, and with a ringleader, and that was the way that we got across our story. And the organisers absolutely loved it, so they invited us again for a second year, and we adopted a Back to the Future theme for that one. And then again, this year, we adopted a Harry Potter type theme, so we do it in our own way, and it's huge viewing figures across the world. But then when it came, we found out about the Education Awards. Typical Scottish, typical British, we maybe think, you know what, that's not really for us. We're not the best, and sometimes we sell ourselves short. So we were actually encouraged to apply by the organisers, T4, the same people that organised World Education Week. They actually encouraged us. They actually said, look, we think you guys would be in the mix for these prizes. So we did a lot of work. We engaged with the community. It was a huge 28-page form. I'm actually submitted two. We put one in for community collaboration, but also innovation. It's five categories. So we did a lot of work on that, 28-page documents for each. We made sure that we told the full story for every aspect of our provision. And we were delighted to hear that we'd been shortlisted to the top 10. So with that announcement event, and we were delighted to welcome you to that event too, Pippa. So we had the announcement that we'd made the top 10. And then myself and David had a lengthy interview by the organisers, the final 10 for each category. We were grilled, absolutely grilled. And myself and David hopefully put in a decent account. And then a few months later in September, we had an announcement event that we'd made the top three. Top 10, we brought the community to the school. The top three, we brought the school to the community, and we had a fantastic event in the centre of our town. We had drones, we had open top buses, we had glitter cannons, environmentally friendly glitter cannons. You'll be glad to hear, Papa. We streamed it live, and again, it was a huge celebration, and it was great to see those people around us with our windows open, watching what was going on, and it just real groundswell of support. And then there was a public vote, and again we did a Jig for Joy campaign to try and garnish some support for us, and that then was put towards a group of experts from all around the world and from huge organisations such as YouTube. And we were delighted to hear that they'd chosen Dunoon Grammar, and that was during October holidays with a group of young people here, and it was a live event, and they made the announcement. And it was a cause for celebration, and we've been inundated with media requests, press requests, event requests ever since, and we're delighted to be able to share our story and the techniques that we've used to engage the community.
No, it's been fantastic, and as you say, Paul, I've been lucky to be there for two of the three events, and the energy and just the talent of the young people and things is fantastic. I mean, David, maybe say a bit more about that, because I mean, I suppose they're great events because they do absolutely showcase everything that's great about the school, but it's not just what happens on those days, but it must also mean a lot for the school and the young people and all of your team there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned it at the start of the interview. When you walk into the Dunoon Grammar School, you feel something, you feel the ethos, you feel the environment. Our young people are our bread and butter, and everything that we do is for them and is around them. You know, so when we're making decisions, they're involved in the decision making. We have junior pupil leadership teams, middle pupil leadership teams, and senior pupil leadership teams. So they're all involved in the decision processes that we have in the school. They're the people that put on the events for us and plan the events for us, you know, within the school. So for example, our Halloween disco, that's run by the seniors, etc., all of these things. So they are growing their own leadership skills. But this title or award is just amazing, and it's just testament to all of the work that our staff do in the school. All our pupils do, all our amazing partners in the town, they play a key part in this and helped us win this award. So, you know, a massive thank you. As Paul said, the ethos, the enthusiasm, and just the buzz around the town and the school is amazing. We've been getting letters from our former pupils. We've got a letter from Lord George Robertson to congratulate us. We've had a letter. We were mentioned in the Parliament. All of these different things, it's just put Dunoon on the map, not just the grammar school, but Dunoon on the map, because we are one community. It's just amazing. You know, test, and also just want to acknowledge Paul, because Paul was the person that put all of this together for us and has put our events together, and the work that he put into it to get us there is amazing. And you and I thank him truly as head teacher, because without him we wouldn't be where we are, because he's been a big driver in that community partnership program that we have.
And I can certainly say, having been at the announcement of the top 10, and you did a fantastic, well, your pupils did a fantastic event in the school, And there was no better way to start off a morning than to go and see them perform and interview Greg Wise, I think, as part of it. And I mean, it was absolute uplifting experience. I wish I could do that every Monday morning to get my week going, I tell you. But I know, I mean, obviously, Dunoon, we know, has got challenges, you know, in terms of its economy and opportunities. And a big part of what you're doing is looking at how you can highlight and prepare young people for the opportunities that are there and empower them. And Paul, maybe just talk about how you've linked in with some of those businesses and organisations, because I think that's, you know, been part of what's at the heart of winning this, and part of the sort of innovation, if you like, you've done of tailoring your courses to work with those businesses and projects that are happening in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Papa, we see, when we talk about communities, we see our young people as not only being part of their community, but also Scotland, the UK, Europe, and global. So we look for partners at every level within that. But of course, the ones closest to home are probably the most proactive and most supportive towards us. And as you say, it's all about making sure the young people have the opportunity to develop those skills that's going to help with their future learning, life and work. But we also feel it's the best way to learn as well. That's our bread and butter, that's our raison d'etre, that's why we're here. And we feel that active experiential learning within real and relevant contexts gives deeper learning experiences rather than just learning from a textbook or a teacher talking to them. The best way is for them to live it. So it's actually changed the role of our teaching staff in many instances. Instead of being the sage on the stage, they're now the guide by the side, where the young people are actually, as David said, given the leadership responsibility to drive these initiatives. And we've been absolutely blown away by the partners that have actually came on board to support us. And what we also look for most of the experiences that we do is a social aspect. Always amazes me the extent that our young people are willing to adopt a social dimension to their activities. So examples of that, YPI, the Youth Philanthropy Initiative, where our S2s, a full S2 cohort, they will research social issues within Cowell. They'll then identify a local grassroots charity that supports that issue. They'll then visit that charity and capture the story. They'll then have class heats where they'll pitch as to why that charity would be deserving of a £3,000 award. The winning group from each class then goes to a showcase final where our S1, S2s, our community are invited to that. Quite often we have elected members acting as judges at that event. And the winning team then gets the £3,000 to give to that charity. We also do, I think, called the Tenor Challenge. Again, we do it our second years. Every single second year is given is £10, and they're encouraged to then set up an enterprise to meet a need. And what we say to them is, if you make money, we want £12 back, but then over and above that, it's up to you what you then want to do with that. And what we find an awful lot of them, we do that in January, we do YPI October, November, and we do the Tenor Challenge in January. What we find is a lot of the kids that have made money actually donate some of that money to their YPI charity, even if they're not one. So that tells you the impact of that. Mm-hmm. We work with some fantastic partners like the Apps for Good. So Apps for Good have helped us revolutionise our computing science provision. And our young people are now not just learning about Internet of Things, IoT or machine learning, but they're actually coding digital solutions, and digital solutions that have a social impact, be it on the environment or other social needs. Like some machine learning, when Apps are Good contacted me to say, look, you're interested in getting involved in our new ML course? I bluffed it. I didn't know what ML meant. I says, of course, we'd be delighted to. But it's machine learning. So if you're ever watching a Netflix show and you finish a series and then it automatically recommends a new show that then totally steals your weekend because you love it that much. That's down to machine learning. That's been coded. That's not by accident. That's actually been coded. So young people are now coding such solutions, but to cure social ills. And again, I'm blown away by the creativity in that. So it's fantastic. We became Scotland's first digital schoolhouse last year. So working with the UKIE, which is the trade industry for the gaming industry in the UK. So sponsored by like Nintendo and PlayStation, etc. So we go out and we deliver cutting edge computing science sessions to our partner primaries. I was actually down in St. Munn's, a local primary, yesterday delivering one such session, but we fully involve our young people within that too, and allows us to enter an annual esports competition. And we see esports as a huge potential growth area for us. We're currently writing a new course with the SQA, which is going to, we're piloting it this year, but it'll be launched nationwide next year. So young people can get level 4, 5, 6 qualifications. So level 6 is equivalent of a higher. And it's not just actual gamers, the competitive gamers, but there's a huge aspect. There's like social media marketing, there's legal, there's coaching, there's mental health. There's so many different facets to that. And we see it as a growth area that our young people can have a fruitful, exciting career and a range of different aspects of that, but still live and work in the town if they do want to do so, because it's digital based. And what they're doing, if they're earning a healthy wage and they're staying in the town, they're then going to spend it in the town. And that, of course, creates more jobs, it creates more wealth, it helps with the public services. And that is something, as a school, we are consciously trying to push.
I mean, so much opportunity in those kind of areas, and relatively new and quite exciting and interesting, totally different from when I was at school and the kind of things we got to learn. So it's fantastic, the opportunity that's there. And I think you're also working with the Dunoon project locally as well to try and get young people involved in what they're doing.
Yeah, David's actually on the board for that, and David's been a champion of that, and he's made some fantastic connections. I'll pass over to you, David, to explain that.
So, Paul sits, I sit on the advisory board for the Dunoon project that has obviously been set up by a group of local business people. But one of the things that they said right at the very start when this planning started was, how can we involve the young people in this project? It's their town, they're the future.
Maybe David, just before you go on, tell people if they don't know what the Dunoon project is, okay. Can you sum up what that is for people?
I'm just so enthusiastic about it.
That's great. It's a great
Dunoon project has been a project that's been set up by a local businessman, as I say, to try and rejuvenate Dunoon and bring it back to the future. Dunoon historically has been a tourist town, a seaside tourist town, with the paddle steamers coming in. Then the Americans were with us. And then when the Americans left, the population dropped and employment dropped, etc. And there was lots of challenges. We've seen Dunoon rise up a little bit in the last number of years. And again, thanks to the support from our Argyll and Bute Council for all that they're doing. But the project is basically to be a kind of adventure, make Dunoon an adventure town, where there will be a zip wire coming down from the Kilbride Hill. There'll be a gondola going up from base camp where the old Glenmorick Hotel was. The project have bought over the Glenmorick Hotel and have knocked it down. And so things are starting to happen. There will also be world-class mountain bike tracks, and they're already been put into the mountains already. And then the idea is that there'll be accommodation like pods, etc. So it's going to become an amazing, amazing venue, but it's also going to rejuvenate Dunoon, because if people start coming to the town, people are going to spend money in the town, people are going to want to stay in the town, people are wanting to buy things in the shops. So it means that our whole economy in our town, and hopefully across our Argyll and Bute, will increase and just make the town what it should be, in my opinion, having grown up there. So that's what the Dunoon project is. So as you can imagine, when we set aside, when I was asked to join that advisory board, I was asked about how young people can get involved. So the first thing that we did was set up a junior advisory board of young people. And we didn't go to our senior pupils, we went to our youngest learners, so our S1, S2 and S3, because this isn't just a 2-year project. this is a project that's going to take 3, 4, 5 years to come to fruition. So we wanted our young people to see that happen. So we have first, second and third year pupils in the advisory board. When our new first years come in, three of them join it. So then the older ones are mentoring them, etc. So the young people have had played a big part in it. They've ran competitions for local primary schools about some of the attractions that could be there, and the primary schools, excuse me, modelled some of the attractions. They've held community events. They have stood at stalls, for example, at the Cowell Highland Gathering. Our young people stood at the stall and shared information the project with all the visitors that came to the gathering. So they're playing a huge part in it. They also feed back to the actual board of directors on how the young people and what the young people would like. So it's an amazing feat. At the end of the day, when this project is fully embedded in our town, it's going to bring employment. It's going to bring apprenticeships. It means that our young people don't have to leave our town. They can go into financial employment, they can go into engineering employment, they can go into the hospitality trade. All the work that the school has done on enterprise, some of them could become entrepreneurs and create their own businesses. You know, it is so exciting that, you know, in 5, 6 years' time, when this is up and running, all up and running, that Dunoon could become a real flagship for rural areas across Scotland. I get so enthusiastic about it because I want to see Dunoon back to the way it was when I was younger.
No, I agree. I think it could be such a fantastic project. And, you know, I've always thought since I came here, Dunoon's got so much opportunity. It's a stone's throw from, you know, the big conurbations over the water in Glasgow, but it's got so much. It's got lovely independent shops, lovely atmosphere, and it's sort of gateway to the national park as well. It's, you know, and as you describe it, that kind of project opens up so many careers and so many opportunities, and hopefully more people will just realise how great the area is and what it has to offer. So, yeah, it's brilliant that the young people are helping to shape that. I mean, what an opportunity to... Hopefully they'll be coming back like you, David, and going, I was at Dunoon Grammar and I helped to design what this would look like.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that, Pippa. Do you know we have 12 teachers in our school that are former pupils that have come back to the town? I mean, that says something as well. Do you know, so you're absolutely right. Hopefully these young people will come back and stay with us or not leave the town.
No, I mean, that does tell a lot, doesn't it, about how, what it means to people and how they want to... invest back in the area. And we can't finish up. I mean, we've talked about the World's Best School, which is a massive accolade, and some of the other awards, but there was also the Gaelic Education Award this year as well, David.
Yeah, so we were nominated by I think our Gaelic Butte Education Department for the Gaelic Education Award at the Scottish Education Awards. The amount of work that our Gaelic teacher Rachel Kello and Laura Howitt previously have done in the school to promote the Gaelic language is unbelievable. You know, Gaelic had small numbers in our school. It is growing massively. We've created a Gaelic house class in the school where young people from first to sixth year come together on a Thursday and a Friday for 35 minutes, and they're immersed in Gaelic, not just within their own classes. We've also done a lot of work for World Gaelic Week, and where the school has got involved in so many different activities. Our daily notices start off in Gaelic with a phrase every day in Gaelic that is spoken by Rachel, and then the class have to say it. We have made so many links with our local primary schools through the Gaelic language, and all of that work that Rachel has done led us to winning the Scottish Education Award for Gaelic Education. And we were up at the ceremony at the Hilton. We took three of our Gaelic learners up along with Rachel. And again, it was the most amazing feeling to get up there and see the work that not just Rachel, but the young people, because they are promoting it massively. The work that they did being recognised, so well deserved. And, you know, Rachel, for example, even translated all our school policies into Gaelic. So we have all our school policies in Gaelic, our handbooks, she's done it in Gaelic. So we're trying to promote that and promote a Gaelic pathway. I do have a vision for the future for Gaelic, where we'd be able to deliver Gaelic medium in other subject areas. And we're in discussion with the education team just about how we can do that. But I have that vision would be amazing, and that would take it to the next step.
Oh, well, I love your energy and Paul's and the rest of the team. It's a joy whenever I get to come down and be part of the school and our other schools. It's great teams of people doing fantastic things for young people, and the young people themselves say every time there's always they do the tours, they do the presenting, and they're confidence and ability just blows me away all the time. So well done to you both and the school and the rest of the team for the awards this year. And yeah, thank you. It's fantastic. I'm glad all the work you do has been recognised, at least in part in that award. And I know you're both going to do a lot to keep that celebration going for a while longer. And make the most of it. So thank you.
Thank you, Pippa. You're welcome anytime, you know that.
Thanks, Paul.
And thank you for your support and the council support, Pippa, because it means a lot to us. You know, from the education team, you know, Jen and Wendy, all the managers, yourself, Douglas, honestly, it's very humbling actually as well. So we really appreciate all your support.
So a big thank you to David and Paul for talking about their work at Dunoon Grammar, and a massive congratulations again to David, Paul, all the teaching team, all the support staff, the catering staff, and most of all the pupils at Dunoon Grammar for their success. We hope they go on to even bigger and better things.
Podcast.